One, two.
Recorded live.
Hello, everybody, and this is Rick, and I want to welcome you to our Recovery Library Q&A call on the 13th of February, the day before Valentine's. I'm glad you've joined us today. So our first question for the day. I am the unfaithful spouse, and we are 3 years in recovery. I find that frequently my repair attempts sound like justifications, denial, or minimization. And when I listen to my mate, I find myself tongue-tied, and we end up with awkward silences that can also feel like denial. I know my earliest behaviors didn't help. I was blaming, harmful, totally didn't get it early on, and laid myself a foundation of anti-credibility. I'm enrolled in your 16-week course for the unfaithful. What aspects of my character do I need to work on? What communication skills? One of the things I would say is anytime we're being defensive, it's always about our self-centeredness. It's always about what we call that deceived self. It's not really based in love. I know that in week, I think it's 11, we actually have a lesson on what's called heartfelt listening. And so in terms of communication skills, the heartfelt listening lesson would probably be critical for you just in learning how to do that. You really want to listen a lot before you speak, but you also want to be reflecting back, not the words, but trying to listen to her heart. And I think as you do that, she will be able to see a shift in at least your interest in how she's doing or what she's saying. You'll find that there also, as long as you're doing heartfelt listening, there won't be any blaming or things like that. Repair attempts, in some ways, depending on how you're doing that, just even telling her you want her to be able to speak to you and tell you what she's feeling, sometimes that can be helpful, and because you really do want to be listening. So you might check out week 11 and see if that provides you a little bit of help. You know, how do you listen to her heart and listen to her feelings? That was a great question. So let's look at the next question here. So for just a second. So, next question. I am the hurt spouse. I originally put recovery on hold to help my spouse walk through his emotions and to do damage control. I realized that was a mistake as it only kept me stuck in neutral, unable to go forward. My spouse and I are now trying to discuss my feelings and the fallout after discovery, but I find myself taking responsibility for my husband's actions. For example, we begin discussing how I feel or felt, and I'll try to share as truthfully as possible. My spouse reacts negatively and says that he feels I'm beating him up. I'm not trying to hurt him, but I don't think it helps to leave significant wounds neglected when the topic comes up. I try to use I feel when statements, but what other things can I do to maximize our authentic communication? One of the things you might want to do is encourage have a discussion about what are feelings. He needs to understand that, first off, feelings just are. They're neither good nor are they bad. And instead of saying, I feel when, sometimes a better way of saying it that stops defensiveness, and this may sound a little awkward, but it really does help with authentic communication. You can say, when that happened or when you said this, I made up in my mind. And always start the statement with, I made up in my mind. Now, just the simple fact that you're explaining to him what you made up in your mind when that occurred, usually will keep the other person from being defensive, and they'll say, well, that's not it at all. You know, it's this. And just that simple phrase, I made up in my mind, lets them know it's just your perception. It's not something that you actually believe. It's just kind of what you think. It's your subjective reality. And just that degree of separation oftentimes will stop that sort of defensiveness. If your husband is in the Hope for Healing course, you'll also find, or he'll find in that course, some ways of controlling his own defensiveness so he doesn't feel attacked. And he may need some help just in how does he respond. You know, usually if someone's getting defensive like that, it's due to, I guess, a core of shame that they're still experiencing as a result occurred. And it may be helpful for him to get some help just in how does he get rid of that shame and understand you're not trying to attack him. You're really just trying to move forward as a couple. So that's the end of our questions for the day. I want to thank everybody for writing in. I love getting questions here. I hope more people will write in next time. So I hope you guys have a happy Valentine's Day tomorrow, and you just have a good week. The healing.